Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It's 6:37, and at this time on Friday, we check in with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. Good morning, Lieutenant Haynes.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Welcome back. Good, thank you. Did you have fun with Dean last week?
Yeah, it was interesting. I've always been a big fan of his.
So well, I know nice fun with you're a movie buff, so I know you had a lot in common. Before we get to restaurants and food, we saved a text here for you. Let me find it. Here it is. You, I'm sure, know the answer to this. We were talking about how on the expressway we couldn't remember if Chicago police could give it. Ticket or not, and somebody asked us, is every cop authorized to ticket or arrest someone anywhere in the state if a violation has happened, but it's up to that cop as to enforcing the law if he is out of his jurisdiction?
Well, we don't patrol the expressways, the state police does, although we patrol the entrance and exit ramps, which is interesting. But anywhere in Chicago, we can arrest somebody who's breaking the law. I mean, we're authorized by the state. Every police officer is state certified. So, but we don't anywhere outside the city or sometimes when the suburbs touch the city, if we go in there, then we can and we can follow people outside the city, but.
So you can't you wouldn't pull over someone for speeding on the expressway. That is the state police,
no.
Right?
That's the state police.
All right. I saw a couple of state police cars going about 100 miles an hour this morning on the Edens, by the way. So I think they were just were they meeting you for breakfast? Maybe that was it.
It could be, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some restaurants that you were pointed to by some fellow officers. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, today, the first one is for a short segment here is the Edison Park Inn. And the reason I'm bringing this up, I know I'm staying on the north side again for the second week in a row. Sorry about that. But our commander, Maureen Begain, sent us dinner from the Edison Park Inn, which just means that I have a better boss than you because she buys us dinner.
Watch it now.
One of my officers was really unseemly excited by it, Les Apazonic, who apparently goes there all the time and it's his favorite restaurant. And he just couldn't stop talking about it. So I thought, I'll bring it up because I can mention his name. And it's a neighborhood bar up in a pub and restaurant up here in Edison Park. It's at 6715 North Olmsted. And it's one of the places, it's been around forever. So anybody who's lived in this neighborhood for a long time has probably been there. They have a bowling alley upstairs that now is only used for parties, and I think they have league bowling, but it's not really open to the public unless you throw a party up there. And we used to go there all the time when I was in my 20s. That's the first place my future father-in-law took me after I asked him to marry his daughter so he can tell me that he's going to hit me with a bowling ball if I hurt her feelings.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great pocket of the city, and it's one of those areas that even if you grew up here, it's not sort of in your normal path if you're going downtown or you're heading up the expressway to the Burbs or down the Ryan. But when you explore that area, and as you say, that place is 6750 North Olmsted, you find a lot of hidden treasures, don't you?
Yeah, there's that whole area right there. I mean, if you go along Northwest Highway, it's the Northwest Highway Entertainment District, and this is on the side street off of it. And that area right there, they really have done a great job developing it into a bunch of restaurants, little bars, and there's a coffee shop there that's great, and a bunch of little places.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to walk around. And Edison Park has, your normal Irish pub food. It's got great burgers and great pizza and all the fried stuff you can handle.
Are they open partially now? What's the story there?
Well, it's still in Chicago, so they have it. They're only open for takeout and delivery. But what's interesting is with the way the mayor has it set up to open up, they have outdoor eating next week, and they have the front walls that come all the way up, and apparently that's considered outdoors as far as the city goes. So if it starts raining, you'll be able to eat inside out of the rain, as long as it's obviously warm enough, and they still have a certain percentage. So it should be pretty interesting. It's going to be nice to see some of these places open up.
Mm-hmm. And you and your fellow officers, you've got more important things to do than to be concerned with joining the force of the food police. So hopefully everybody will be on good behavior and obey what the governor and the mayor say. Hopefully.
Well, I've been very amazed. I really thought we'd have more problems, especially with bars kind of opening up the back doors. Everybody's been following, all the businesses anyway, have been following the mayor and the governor's lead. So, so it should go pretty smoothly as long as we don't have any kind of uptick or anything.
All right, Edison Park Inn, not too far from where Lieutenant Haynes works, out of Jefferson Park there.
Right, yep, in the neighborhood. A lot of great places right around there, too. If they're full up with their percentages, you can walk around the block and find four or five different restaurants that are really good, too.
All right, a lot of people will want to check that out. And although traffic is starting to build up again and will more again next week, if you don't live close to that area, it's not hard to navigate your way there now. It doesn't take long because of light traffic. Continuing our restaurant review and news segment with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. And, Lieutenant, we love having you on the broadcast talking about food because you're so eclectic in your tastes. And you've done it again this week. Tell us about this place up on the north side.
Well, this actually started off as a sort of a food news part, and then I wanted to go more into it. Because my favorite Ethiopian restaurant is Demera up at 4801 North Broadway. It's right across the street from the Green Mill, which is the best jazz club. And they are partnering with a restaurant called Saigon Sisters down at 567 West Lake. And what you can do, they call it the World Tour, the Food World Tour, and you can order from either restaurant at both restaurants. So, it's really interesting. So you can try some Ethiopian food, or you can also order some Vietnamese food at the same time. And they both do some basically a family-sized platter of each. And so Demera has Ethiopian masab combination platter, which has beef, lamb, chicken, and seafood and vegetables, and it's on this bread called injera, which is an Ethiopian bread. It's made from teff, this really small grain, and it starts off like a crepe, but the bread, when it rises, it gets real porous, and it's great for soaking up the juices and stuff. Now, Ethiopian food is normally, you know, it's a finger food. You tear a piece off and you dip it in and you take it. I wouldn't recommend doing that at this time with anybody but your normal family household members when you get home.
Right.
Or use a fork, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sucks that because it kind of cuts down on some of the it's a great place to go when they open up to just enjoy food that's unusual. And Saigon Sisters, their dish is a Vietnamese deluxe salad platter, and it's gluten-free, and it has chicken, beef, shrimp, pork. It's all kind of mixed up, and they got this, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Nuoc Cham dressing. And it's the same thing. Now, these are a little bit more expensive than what I would say. They're each about $40, but they feed 3 to 4 people. So it's like basically you can get the whole dinner, or if you have a big family, you can try both of them. And they're both really interesting. Really interesting taste, you know. And I always like trying new things. And the Ethiopian, when we went there the first time, we were amazed with how great it was. And when they open up again, they teach dancing and stuff like that. And it's a really cool place.
Well, there's a different experience for people running out of fun things to do during the pandemic. And as we point out many times, the good thing about talking to you is usually you recommend places that are not very expensive. And I bet you can feed a family for very little at this place.
You can, yeah. The packages are a little bit more expensive, but you can go and Saigon Sisters has this Branzino. Well, that's pretty expensive too, but Branzino is a fantastic fish that they like carve up right there at the table, and it's really good. Damara also has you can get this stuff a la carte. You know, and it's, again, order takeout now, takeout or delivery. But it's the a la carte stuff is much less expensive, and you can try different things. And, and it's Ethiopian food. I mean, if you've seen it in movies and stuff, you don't think it's going to be as good as it is, but it really is good food.
Yeah,
and they really do it well.
I have to try that. Okay, so both of those restaurants, Saigon Sisters on West Lake and Demira up there on North Broadway, the menu from both is available for curbside or delivery. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, curbside delivery, and the family food packages you can order from either restaurant. So if you want to try Vietnamese food and you're close to Demara, you can order from there too. And it's a really cool idea. They're helping out each other, try to stay in business. The owners are both the immigrants and from Vietnam and from Ethiopia, and they're really working together to try to keep these, unusual restaurants afloat.
All right. Like that. Very cool review. Let's get to some food news here now. And by the way, our news will come up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I wanted to mention a couple of things before we get to your list, Lieutenant. Fatburger is opening up. I think they're open already here in Chicago. They're at 850 West Superior Street. And they're very well known out on the West Coast. They're based in L.A., and rappers like Ice Cube and others have always touted it. But they were in Chicago about 9 or 10 years ago, and now they're back. So Fatburger has returned. They've been around for 70 years or something like that, and they started out in L.A. Founders Lovey Yancey and Charles Simple opened the first one in 1947 out there on the West Coast. So they're at 850 West Superior Street. And also, I wanted to give a shout-out to the Home Run Inn because they're churning out more pizzas than ever. And they're a great Chicago institution, 73 years old, started in a single Chicago tavern, and now they have 9 restaurants in the city and suburbs and a big manufacturing facility in Woodridge. And frozen pizza is a big part of their business, and apparently they geared up for this pandemic, but they had no idea how many pizzas they were going to be selling. They were unprepared for the surge, but they're trying to keep up now. So a big thank you to the Home Run Inn pizza folks.
It's great. The Northwest Side Farmers Market Collective they're putting a bunch of North farmers markets are getting together because, farmers markets have been really hit hard during the pandemic. They haven't had any all year, and there's a lot of small businesses that make their money off the farmers markets. They don't have like brick and mortar places. They just go to all the farmers markets and sell stuff. So the Independence Park, Portage Park, and Jefferson Park farmers markets are now forming the Northwest Side Farmers Market, and it's going to be at where Sears used to be at Irving in Milwaukee, 4730 West Irving Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gone now, so the whole parking lot is open, and they can have a larger space where they can do social distancing, and they're getting all of the people that would normally come to the farmers markets to come out there, including like Hillary's Cookies. I think we talked about them a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of great places. I was looking for when it actually is. So they're opening up starting June 9th, and they're going to be.
You need help? Sorry. You need help? Should I call a cop?
I forgot where I put the dates. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think it's on Thursdays. There you go.
Take your time. I'm here till 9. Relax.
They're planning on June 14th and June 28th.
All right.
So,
got it.
Yes.
And let's see. What else did you want to tell us about before we close up here with you?
Well, two things. One of my favorite websites, Eater Chicago, did a great story talking about how different restaurants are dealing with the shutdown. And it's interesting because they talked to, my friend Aya Fukai from Aya Pastry, who I have, a personal thing at 1332 West Grand, and Matt Sussman from Table, Donkey, and Stick, 2728 West Armitage, and Mo Abu Taleb of Mesa Urbana Dos, which is at 4024 North Milwaukee. And they talked about how these three restaurants, and they're different types of restaurants, a bakery, a Mexican restaurant, and the Table, Donkey, and Stick is kind of like a American style, and how they're going to be able to come out of this, or whether they will. There's some doubt in some of the restaurants and how they're going to come out of it. And that's so it's an interesting story, but I wanted to mention those restaurants because I thought they really seem to be trying to work it out.
Mm-hmm. And the one you mentioned that you said you have a personal connection, is that where your son works?
Yeah, that's where my son works. He's a baker. So he works at the Aya Pastry. And they've actually been doing pretty well. They had 70% of their business came from wholesale, from restaurants and stuff like that. And when this all started, they were they shifted their entire business model within 2 weeks, and they've been able to keep all of their people working, which is just amazing.
That is amazing. It's also unbelievable that you have an opening during this time, but Lily Q's is back, aren't they?
Yeah, Lily Q's is opening up at 417 North Ashland. And we talked about a few weeks ago, I thought they were closing down for good, but apparently they were just moving. So they're opening up at 417 North Ashland as soon as the city opens up.
And you mentioned Eater Chicago. That is a good site for food news, eaterchicago.com. By the way, today, May 29, happy birthday, Eli's Cheesecake. They're turning 40. And also Dave Ennett, who coincidentally also, I believe, turning 40 today.
Yeah, that is tomorrow, yes.
I told Vivian, if I was coming into the studio today, I would have brought Eli's Cheesecake, which made her very upset. So,
well, we're still somewhat restricted here on visitors. Although, again, you're a Chicago police officer, so who's going to stop you if you want to come in? Especially
if you call 911, I'll still come.
That's right. We'll call 911 so you can bring us some food, some cheesecake.
There's one last thing, too, as long as I'm on the north side. Village Roadhouse is opening starting today at 7070 Carpenter Road in Skokie in the Village Crossing Mall. Used to be a Tilted Kilt. They wanted to make it more family-friendly, so it's a good pub food that's opening up. And they're opening up starting today with the relaxation of the stay-at-home order. So.
All right, good. I'm glad you got that in, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, see ya.
Hey, let's be careful out here.